Yeah, let's talk about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant will forever be a legend. Legends don't die. Trill niggas don't die. This guy was just so great. He made so much history. Lakers three-peat. The Golden State Warriors can't even touch that. You know, you think about, what he would have been able to do if he had been traded or drafted to the Hornets. The Hornets didn't want him. They traded him automatically to the Los Angeles Lakers. But that plane crash, man, to go out like that, that is just, disheartening to see a man in his prime, the highest, go down because of a pilot that, decided to fly when it wasn't safe to do so. And then other families lost their lives. And the fact that his daughter lost her life with him, which is just incredibly sad and disheartening. What can you say after that? Real individuals already know what it is, about things like that. Some people, it's a wake-up call. He's 41. Went out at 41. After playing 20 years of basketball, becoming a legend, being one of the greats, being known as one of the greats, a family man, an overall, upstanding gentleman, he will definitely be missed. I wouldn't have ever thought anything like that would have happened to that guy. Especially that soon. 41. Millionaire. Started with nothing. Just a ball and sneakers, man. But there's a lot of things that's going on, with Kobe. And Nike refused to make any money off his death. Usually sales go through the roof in music because they're not gonna, be able to hear that, hear another album, so the value goes up. That's what that is. But I don't think that Nike's gonna I don't think that the Bryant family is going to be profiting off of that. That's why they shut it down. But it's just very sad. And then it's even sadder because his daughter had to go down with him. That's crazy. They hit a mountain and through the fog, flying too low. His instrument panel is telling him, blinking and whatnot, pull up. They got the black box. I don't even know if they saw it coming or not. Kobe Bryant's daughter, actually, her friend died with her and her family. That's crazy. They say driving is more dangerous than flying. Oh yeah. Then you got this white dude come out the bush. This is not happening, white dude. Boycott that sumbitch. He's talking about he's glad a rapist is dead. Like, he didn't die by himself, and even if he did, this is just the simple facts of it. That that girl, that crazy whacked out girl, you know, had seven semens, seven different types of semen in her panties that they found. And after that, she refused to stand trial. Case was dismissed. That's the history. Kobe was not found not guilty. He was found innocent. Which he has always have said that he was innocent. He never did that jump. And why would he do that jump in the first place? And why are they bringing that up now? You didn't say that jump to him when he was alive. Then you got other people involved. You know? You got other people involved. And whatnot. But, yeah. I don't have too much to say on this subject. He was a king. He was a king. Definitely a nice guy. And in my opinion, the Staples Center needs to be either renamed. There's several things that I think they could do. But I think the Staples Center needs to be renamed to name it after Kobe Bryant. Okay? Need to name the Staples Center after Kobe Bryant, or the floor after Kobe Bryant. Statue outside. The NBA changing their logo. I agree with that one. To his shadow, and with the gold, yellow, purple, and the white. Yeah, most definitely. Because the original guy, that's a white guy. I forget who that is. But it's a white guy. They need to, the NBA has got to honor that man. Okay? Properly. He coming out of 18, three-peats, five NBA champions. He was 18 all-time. He was an 18-time all-star. You mean to tell me that every time, except for the 2 years of your career, that you were all-star every single one of them years? Think about that. All these great accomplishments, the Olympics, so on and so forth. You know, down here, they got billboards, you know, with his face on it, you know, 1978 to 2020. Yeah. He wasn't that old. Yeah, when you think about that, I'm born in the 90s. Yeah, that's not too far along. I'm not that young either, so, you know. I'm maybe 10 or 11 years younger than he was. Yeah. But yeah, they need to honor that man properly. Properly, for sure.